Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for One Star Movie Review. Can you guess the movie?
So welcome back to One Star Movie Review. Can you guess the movie? It's a podcast. I'm your host, Eric M. Hunter. I'm with the luscious Nicholas Prince.
Ooh, I am luscious.
And the
illustrious or luscious?
Luscious. And the glamorous Ricky Glover.
Ooh, luscious and glamorous.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Hey.
Hi. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Are you guys excited?
I'm ready to guess.
Been here the whole
movie.
Time.
Yeah, we've never left.
We've never left.
I feel like we've done this joke before.
We do 24-hour recording sessions.
I have one question.
Who?
Is this sanctioned by IMDb?
It is not.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's a long story. We're never going to tell it.
What?
Because we are under a strict guard never to reveal our secrets.
You guys told me.
Hold on, man.
You told me.
Yeah, dude, you're part of the circle of...
I didn't sign anything.
We hear a van pull up, Nick get pulled away.
Back.
Get off.
All right,
we're back to the glamorous Ricky Glore.
So that's it. We're back to it. It's One Star Movie Review. We're going balls deep.
Are we going balls deep?
Boogie Nights.
Dodgeball.
Oh, I was going to say Dodgeball. Very good. So let me tell you about this podcast. It's a trivia show of sorts. I'm going to read a one-star movie review from a popular website that has movie reviews.
Not IMDb.
That rhymes with
Uninterrupted.
Okay.
Oh.
Uninterrupted. Then the boys get to see if they can figure out what the movie is.
Are
they luscious and glamorous boys?
Oh my gosh. I'm titillated just thinking about them.
Luscious and glamorous
we've
boys.
Got trivia after that. If you guys can't figure it after the review, are you sniffing your fingers?
No,
what are you talking
about?
We had a long conversation about finger
like
sniffing.
Chicken wings, and I didn't even have chicken wings.
The trivia starts with the tagline of the movie. And then if you can't get it from that, it's the director, and then a notable actor. And, guys, I got a secret.
Yeah?
I shaved my bush. No.
Oh.
The reviews have a theme.
Mm.
And whoever can guess the theme
wins.
Gets extra
a million
bonus
points.
That's the only time we're competing against one another is to guess the theme.
Is that the very end for the theme?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's it? So 1 point takes all? Is that what this is?
Oh, yeah. Have you listened to us?
Well, you said bonus point, meaning that there will be other points. But he just said we're only playing for the theme. So.
Yeah, technically.
So otherwise, we're working together.
So the bonus point gives you one.
Yes. And that's all the one you need.
But it's worth 10 points.
Yeah, 100.
And the points don't matter.
And the points don't matter. Okay, the first review. Oh, are you guys ready? Sorry.
Yeah,
are you guys ready?
Well, yeah,
so, I mean,
I don't know.
Wait, let me grab my drink.
I'll sit up.
Wet the whistle. Pull your pants off.
Okay. And we're allowed commenting
during
the review,
have pants.
Right?
No.
No.
Oh,
did you say commenting
no
on
commenting
we're not allowed to joke and josh during the review?
Not during the review.
Let him do the review and then we can talk.
Then you can make jokes.
I got to remember all of my witticism while you're rambling.
No. But I think it's only fair we let them read the review first.
The title of this review is It's Cringing How Bad It Is by J.R.K.K. Kimley with a K. I don't write reviews.
It's a good start.
I'm open-minded about all films and was excited to check this out from a perspective of someone watching it 20 years after release. One of the things I forgot to mention was when reading the review.
Wait, so you can interrupt yourself?
Yes,
in
100%. Because
I just want to make sure I get the rules.
So this is
a courtroom, and there can be sidebars.
Yes,
there can be sidebars.
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that when I'm reading the review, if the review mentions the director, the name of the movie, a notable actor, all of that is omitted.
You will omit it, yes.
And I will say director or actor.
So when you're like
character
in this movie Star Wars, I'm reviewing the movie Star Wars,
yes,
and it's about
I will not
Star
say
Wars
those things. And the reason I say that is because the next line is actor has come a long way since this, and thankfully, first, the plot is riddled with humorous holes, though the first 15 minutes play out actually well. The film isn't sure whether the character is a superhero or not. The fact that he can set up a lab so quickly by himself with no money in a couple of days is debatable. Inconsequences often occur with masks and how long they last for. We're told 99 minutes, yet other scenes show him a a cupboard full of these things. Cut to the end scene where everyone is shooting guns at nothing, even the bad guy in the end, 2 feet from the character, with a big gun after a dozen shots, still misses him. One scene has him lose it over a pink elephant. Whether it's supposed to be humor is uncertain. If it was seriously then so dumb. As I said, after a while, you cringe and feel embarrassed for the actors. Imagine feeling embarrassed for actors in the movie. That just blows my mind. With the director behind this and a huge popular TV show, feel it to be it's silly in action, then it's confused by making it dark and almost horror in some scenes. There's another movie by this director, and is a far cry better than this. In the end, I was disappointed and kind of glad I watched it by myself. There's nothing I can really say from this movie. Again, 20 years ago, it was probably the bomb, but I doubt it. There you go.
Okay.
Thoughts?
You feel like you have a guess.
I have a guess, sir.
During that review, there was a point where Nick had his hat off and he went,
I'm gonna
like
turn
Sylvester
it
Stallone and over the top,
yes.
Put it on backwards and was like,
this is
wow.
So this is the second time you've mentioned this over the top.
This is the best guess I could have for something like that.
I relinquish the first guess to you.
I'm excited.
Oh, is that, wait, so.
Here go. What do you got?
Well, I know, but is he.
Well, so
he,
you guys have he, to confer.
We both
but
guess.
He's,
well, yeah, we're on the same
team. Are we working together?
Same yes. team.
Oh, what's the bonus point then? Oh, as a team, we get a bonus point.
The theme.
Oh. No, that at the end,
theme.
The bonus
gotcha
point
now.
Is the only time
I
we're
thought
against
we were
each other.
Against each other the whole time.
No, no. You weren't listening to the rules.
No.
Son of a. Nick?
Am I just guessing or should we talk?
Oh, yeah. You
seem.
I mean, what do you think it. I mean, what were the clues that made you think that you knew
so,
what it was?
And I
well, the big
admit,
one was.
Going back and reading this, I was like, I probably should have took some
and,
of this
and
out.
This
like,
is a movie
bit,
I haven't seen for quite some time, so I don't remember it fully. But
sure.
The part where it was like they don't know if they're a superhero or not, the cupboard of masks. The only part that I don't think this is the movie, but I could just be forgetting it, was the lab, about the setting up a lab in like 5 days or whatever it was, like in such
a
short
few
time,
days.
You,
sure.
A few days you set up a lab. I don't really recall a lab. I'm just going to guess, and the actor kind of came away, even though I feel like this is early on in their, it is early on in their career, so I'm trying to think of movies prior to this. I'm going to guess.
Wait, before
oh,
you guess.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Can I say a movie that I
he
thought
so
of, but I don't think it is?
Oh,
letter,
sure, yeah.
So a movie that I thought
it's going to be funny if it's the movie that I think it is, and it's one that you're like.
Well, so you're saying actor. So Liam Neeson, very early in his career, was in Darkman, which is Sam Raimi.
Okay.
And I could see Eric totally putting together a Sam Raimi theme.
So he's already guessing the theme, which take a wild guess what that means. Listener, if you don't know Ricky Glover that well, he's very much on the
listen to the first
precipice.
Episode of One
it's
Star.
This. Where this
I,
is it.
Where I did.
This is the first episode.
Where I did. No, but I'm saying the first episode we did this game where I guess like Super Troopers after like your first line.
Yes,
of,
yeah.
Or not Super Troopers, but Starship Troopers. After,
oh,
like,
yeah, right. When I said the
clue.
Title of the review.
Of
yeah.
Starship Troopers? Is
yeah.
That what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was not that. But no. Darkman gotcha. Is, for some reason, I thought, because I thought he wore faces or something. The pink elephant thing is throwing me, and I thought of Matrix or something, but.
No, there's no pink elephant.
I don't
no,
think
no,
so.
Don't
but
think so. There's a white rabbit.
Those were the things I. Right, because of the pills and the whole Alice in Wonderland
yes.
thing.
Well, on the tattoo, right, she's wearing a tattoo. And
so, wait, what is your guess?
My guess is the mask with Jim Carrey.
Is there a pink elephant?
I don't know. See, it's been a long time. So, it's not it. So, yeah. It's been so long. It's like there could be a pink elephant. The I know he like fought with like. Is he supposed to save people? Was he not the superhero part?
Are
maybe?
We superheroes?
Oh,
no superheroes?
Interesting. I see where you're going.
I don't know
okay,
about the cupboard of masks because it's just one mask in that. It's not like, well, but then I was like, I can't remember if there was
mystery
other ones.
Men. Are yeah. we superheroes or not superheroes?
Yeah.
But like the whole mask thing is what's throwing
man,
me. But
is he a superhero? Is that a superhero movie? Is the mask a superhero?
Oh,
movie?
I think so.
I mean,
it's his origin story.
He eventually like he
thwarts the bad guy,
yeah,
gets the girl.
Yeah. What's so, I mean,
name?
In the loosest sense.
Stanley Ipkiss?
Is it Ipkiss?
Stanley Ipkiss,
or Littman,
I think.
Or?
I think Ipkiss.
It's not the mask.
Okay.
It's not the mask.
Tagline.
Okay. That was my guess.
In the darkest hour, there is light
Dark
that
man
shines
semen.
On every
huh?
human
Dark
being.
Dark man seeming real good.
But one!
In the darkest hour.
You say it again.
In the darkest hour, there is light that shines on every human being. But one.
I don't know. But one.
But one.
In the Darkest Hour, something, blah, 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 but one.
So can I say Darkman? Francis McDormand's also in the first.
I've never seen it, so.
Sure, you're up.
Absolutely.
Darkman.
It's Darkman.
Good job.
Director Sam Raimi.
Oh, I wonder what the fucking theme is!
Well, why do you think it's...
The actor was Liam Neeson. Name. Do you remember the character
he played?
Because
he also picked The Quick and the Dead, I bet you. He plays Darkman.
Darkman, but do you remember his character's name?
No.
I remember the first name, but I've forgotten the second name. Peyton Westlake.
Oh, and I remember Francis McDormand also is like his doctor love interest.
Sort of. The only thing I remember about him is that his thing was the cigar cutter.
Yes.
He would cut people's fingers off with the cigar cutter that he had.
Oh,
like that was like his shtick or whatever. That was his Dr. Evil or Mr. No.
Well, the
or
bad
Dr.
guy
no
was a character actor who's appeared in a ton of stuff that was on L.A. Law. And like the sequel minus Liam Neeson minus Sam Raimi is the sequel is like Darkman 2, The Rise of blah, blah, who the
There's
villain is.
There's four of these movies? Five of these movies?
But the villain is the only person who appears in 2 and 3. And I used to, I think, have a box set that I think I only watched one.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen these movies.
Darkman's face changes at the end, and you know who it is in the last scene? Bruce Campbell.
No, it isn't.
Because it's Sam Raimi.
Oh, you're kidding me. Wow. I remember playing... So there was a video game that came out on the NES. The Angry Video Game Nerd did an excellent video of probably 30 years ago now. That's how old we are. But I remember this was a Blockbuster rental. Holy cow, it's Darkman. Don't know what that is.
Great cover. He looks like the Invisible Man.
Fantastic cover.
With the bandages around
and
the face.
Yeah,
big fedora.
He's got the cloak on and the hat.
The duster.
What year is this?
92?
I wrote it down.
Was this a...
Because I felt like you were going to bring it up, so...
Was this
90,
like
1990.
A scary movie? Like horror flick? Was it
action,
sci-fi? Thriller, sci-fi? Yeah. Okay.
Like...
I mean, it's The Invisible Man. But
what
if he was
we've
a
talked about it
a
before.
Vigilante.
Like, Sam Raimi has a thing with body horror.
It's
like
1990. He's... It's on the heel of 89 Batman. That's the only reason why this movie exists.
Yeah. This was an awful rental from Blockbuster, Video Town, Video Palace.
Showtime.
Whatever it was. Showtime.
Great poster.
Yeah. All of them. Okay. Yeah, the poster's fantastic.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Like, I don't think I've ever watched the movie.
Why? He can hear. You're whispering into the mic.
He's not listening to me.
I really don't think it's Sam Raimi.
The Quick and the Dead with Gene Hackman and Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe and Sharon Stone.
I haven't seen that either.
Sharon Stone's in the movie?
In The Quick and the Dead, yes.
Oh, I've never seen The Quick and the Dead.
I'm whispering to you even though you can't hear me.
That's weird. It's going to show up in the recording, just so you know. All right, guys.
Okay.
Hey, good job.
Quick and the Dead.
Holy cow. You guys did good.
Should I guess now?
No, we're going to move on to the next one, if that's okay with you.
He's going
to
pick For Love of the Game or
all right, will you just let him
a couple
play
other
the game?
Obscure Sam Raimi movies.
I really, it's going to be funny if it's just like every movie title just has the word dark in it.
Yeah, I know. Well,
that's the theme.
So I thought about that. That's still in the old noodle, so we're just going to leave it there. This one's entitled Very Overrated by 234 Andrew. Oh, it's a 1 out of 10. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Thank you.
I didn't know if I mentioned that
one
the first
star
time.
Out of 5.
It's
whatever.
1 out of 10. I believe that movie title is the most overrated movie of all time. Its plot is unoriginal. Its script is unoriginal. And its acting is mediocre. The only reason it's number one in money is... colon, the fame, the teeny bopper girls that watched it 30 times over in the theater during its release. If everyone only watched it once, it would probably be the 15th or 20th place.
Titanic.
At least there can't be a sequel.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Teeny boppers, Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, sorry. Teeny boppers, Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's Titanic.
Titanic.
Yeah. The tagline.
I'm trying to get the theme.
Which
see
I was
James Cameron.
I wasn't.
It's directors.
Collide with Destiny? What an awful tagline.
There at least can't be a sequel. Like, there is a Titanic 2.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
That was just made for the sequel. Like, oh, did you
like
that?
On Netflix or whatever? Sure.
Yeah.
Director James Cameron. Actress.
I've mentioned this before.
Kate Winslet as Rose.
I know I've talked about this before, but that was my all-time favorite poster, and I actually want to buy it.
All-time favorite
Why?
Poster.
So the
Let
first
me, hold on. Let me just see if I remember it. It is
poster.
The bow of the ship, and over a top, you see Leonardo DiCaprio.
Doing
and
the thing.
In the
arms
clouds.
Are out. We're
in the clouds. No. But they're in the clouds.
They're in the clouds.
Rose and Jack are in the clouds. But do you remember what the...
To give the premonition
what
of like,
said
oh, they're dead.
At the top in text?
Sure. But she's not. She
iceberg right ahead.
Shit. no, from the director, of Terminator 2 and Aliens 2. Oh,
weird. Titanic.
And I was like, I'm going to see this on opening weekend.
Yeah,
because are there robots in this movie? Like, are there aliens in this movie?
Was Rose an alien?
No. But unfortunately, no. I saw it at a drive-in movie theater where Mafia, the Jay Moore Godfather spoof that also spoofed Forrest Gump in it.
Oh, yes.
Played,
yes.
Because it was only a 75-minute movie.
Yes.
Christina Applegate's also in it.
Yep. I've seen I had the DVD. I bought the DVD.
You meant Titanic was 75.
No, it's very short. It's like, that's
a two-box VHS set.
That's the only reason why Mafia was before it was because Titanic is like 2 hours and 45 minutes. So they needed the first movie, because drive-ins are always double feature,
to be very short.
Yes. So it could equal the 180 minutes or whatever.
Nick?
First time I saw it?
Or just what's your relation with the movie? Like, what is this?
I've seen it once, I think. Maybe twice.
Maybe.
Yeah. God, when did I see it first?
So we were young. I feel like we were 12.
What year did that? 99? When did it come out? 99?
I have the date.
I think Ricky was really 99.
Or maybe 98.
God, it seems like it's earlier than
that. All right,
that.
Higher low. Higher low.
I'll say 97. 90, okay, 97. So
fuck you, Ricky Glory.
We were 12.
We're 12. What grade is that?
So it probably came out on VHS, what, 99?
Is it PG-13?
98.
No, it's an R, isn't it? No, 13.
I think it's PG-13 even though you see boobs.
Yeah, because they're artistic boobs? Because
they're artistic.
Artistic boobs.
They're artistic boobs.
We got some artistic titties in this
film. I love them.
I can only draw you if you're naked.
So
I know, sweet, this works.
Not to interrupt you.
Stick figures.
So not to interrupt
which
you.
Which I'm sure has been done on
but
a sketch.
But I feel like I sent out the video, the AI video, where they superimpose Arnold Schwarzenegger as Rose.
Oh.
And that scene where she's like, draw me when you like when your French
paint
goes.
Paint me like when your French goes.
Oh, my God. So funny. This is why I need AI in my life. This is why I went bots. Because of that stuff. Those are the things that
I'd rewatch Titanic if it were AI Arnold as Rose.
Mm. Oh, yeah. 100%.
But it also has to be AI as Rose is old as fuck Rose, too.
Oh, from the ending? Opening the beginning of the ending?
Because also...
It's been 84 years.
So many people forget, you won't stop farting, Grandma. That Bill Paxton, James Cameron's go-to, is in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's in the beginning and he's in the end.
I just saw I'm pretty sure it was a deleted scene because I was like, I don't remember seeing this where you actually
old lady gets railed.
No,
and that's how she drops the jewel.
No. Did you say rail?
Railed.
Yeah. Well, she's by the rail of the ship.
Okay.
And she's leaning on the rail, but she throws it off. But there's a whole in the movie. What I remember is that you just see her by her lonesome out on the back of the boat, and she drops it over. Like the whole time she hit it.
Yes.
Well, there's a deleted scene that I saw. I guess, I mean, it's deleted, but because it wasn't in the movie, I don't believe.
What wormhole were you down?
I don't know where I saw this.
Reality.
I really don't remember where I saw it. It was just on YouTube.
Are you part of the MUC? Are you fucking, switching through?
No, so there's the part where Bill Paxton and all those characters are just like, Rose, don't drop that. Give that to it. Like, they're trying to get the necklace.
Damn it, old woman.
Yeah, weird.
And then she, like, throws it over. Like, she just throws it over her shoulder and, like, throws it out. So it's, like, very she does the cavalier
Luke,
that she just,
she does
like,
the Luke Skywalker, The Last Jedi. Like, whoop.
She, like, casually just throws it over her shoulder.
So I remember seeing that. The first time I saw it, I don't remember seeing it in the theater. I don't know who would have.
Taken me?
What old lover would have
No, I'm sure we'd just
for a Saturday matinee.
The two tape box
VHS set.
So,
but like, how good of a movie did it have to be like? So the Titanic. James Cameron,
good lord, he loves his long films. I mean, Terminator 2's freaking long. Avatars are. What's the newest one now? Like three hours and 45 minutes?
Yeah.
345? I've never seen an Avatar, but like...
Never will see an Avatar.
But...
Oh, I like it.
If I had watched Titanic...
Dances with Wolves.
Not in... At the drive-in, which is like... I love the drive-ins, even though it's poor quality of film, poor quality of sound.
See, I don't think I could do it.
I like the drive-in? I like the atmosphere of just like being there. Like going to a movie, like even if I see something that I don't enjoy, I still like the event.
I would go to a drive-thru if it's a movie I've already seen.
A drive-thru?
Or drive-in. Sorry.
Drive-in.
You're driving through.
I will do that if I know I'm going to see the movie again.
No. If I'm going to watch it the first time, I want to be somewhere I can focus, pay attention. I can't stand
people
that cough in a movie theater. It drives me insane.
The two taped. Right. You don't want hillbillies of children in their back seat. And
well, yeah, because I know not everybody there is going to be like, all right, everybody, let's quiet down. We're going to watch it at the drive-in.
Shut the fuck up. Forrest Gump has something to say.
Beep, beep, beep.
But like the two tape though, if I'd have watched Titanic for the first time, like it's not The Godfather or it's not Once Upon a Time in America. I get done with the first tape and it's like, please insert the second tape. I'd be like, no, I'm good.
I got like, my fill.
And the worst part, you go to insert it, not rewound.
Oh man!
And it ends with it crashing into the iceberg.
Son of a bitch!
You got to put it in your Corvette videotape recorder. Rewind.
Yes. Rewind. Yeah.
That's what
Which
I had.
They used to at we Showtime. Dan used to rent out.
Oh that. Yeah, at Showtime. Really?
Oh wow!
At our local movie theater or rental store. Yeah.
No, we had the Corvette. It was placed like predominantly the second you walked into the living room.
Did you know
They're
that?
Like, oh, there's the Corvette.
That wasn't
rewinder.
The best for the tape. You should actually technically rewind it 2/3 of the way. So it doesn't stretch the tape out
sure.
all the way
yeah,
to the
that
way.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
because a lot. Well, the movie.
Well, I'm sorry.
Even with cassette tapes,
I guess
we're always starting in the second act in this house.
Like you're like when you hit rewind on a cassette tape, like the second it hits, it's like meet 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 meet. It's like shit, that can't be good for it. Like yeah, I totally get that.
Well, with top loaders.
Yeah, yeah.
Them getting rid of top loaders was the worst thing to ever happen to VHS.
Oh, it's not the quality or the. The availability or the
and I hate
production.
To be that person to say like there are some movies that are shot on a bigger like Halloween was the first one that when they released it in widescreen my dad was just like this movie they cut off the fucking top and the fucking bottom. What he didn't understand was it was the first time you got to see it the way it was presented.
Yes, and you saw Michael in the
you
back.
You saw yes. Michael in every fucking scene, which is amazing. But
they didn't do pan and scan.
Pan and scan. That's exactly what I was bringing up. Yeah. So you watch Ben-Hur on VHS, and it's like a frozen image, and it's moving over to left and right, and you're just like, this looks weird.
Yeah.
So my dad didn't know the term pan and scan until this past weekend. And I was like,
weird.
I was like, weird. Wait, do you not? Okay. Big movies. And he's like, big movies, like what? I was like, all right, fuck.
What's a big movie?
All right, big movies, like any old sports movies you used to watch, where there would be big scope, and there would be big, like,
there's a big scene
there would be
happening
pan
in front
and scan, yeah. Where, like, the image should be frozen on this big wide vista, where it just starts bouncing from left to right.
Or a lot of times
right.
They would do it even if it was, like, moving around,
yeah.
It would still just slide across, yeah.
But it's unnatural and it's like,
well, yeah,
weird.
Because you're not getting like the parallax. Like, if you actually move the actual camera on set,
and I apologize, anybody that's listening to this that's like doesn't understand,
don't listen to Ricky.
Look up pan and scan, and you'll see.
I thought you were just gonna stop. I apologize, anybody listening
to this.
Period.
The Mummy, pan.
Did you? What was your Titanic?
Oh, I dated a Titanic girl for a very long time. And she was very anti this movie. She was very anti anything that was commercial Titanic. She was only into like legit historical Titanic.
Fake news.
Yes.
Billy Zane was never on the Titanic.
Not even kidding. We were maybe dating for like a few weeks. I'm over her place.
How is this not a red flag?
Oh, I don't.
How is this not the iceberg that broke you up?
Let me explain. So she was
the
just
pussy
like,
was
oh,
that
he
good.
Was
right ahead.
Yeah. So she was like, have you
the
heard
band
of the,
plays on.
Have you heard of the Titanic? I was like, yeah, I've seen the movie. She's like, no, like the event, the event of the Titanic.
Yeah, I've
like,
seen the movie.
Oh, I know what I know.
Did
from
you
the
like
movie.
Restrain? You're like, yeah, ship hits iceberg, ship sinks.
So she opens up like this footlocker. And it's nothing but Titanic shit. Eric. And none of it is the Paramount, Universal, whoever made the movie. It's all like newspaper clippings from like
1912,
the 20s.
Microfiche.
Well,
oh, okay.
Reprints. Yeah.
Microfiche.
And like Time magazine detailing the Titanic and its falling. And she was very adamant that I know
and then you
that.
See JFK box, moon landing box.
So she was very adamant about letting me know.
Is this bitch trying to teach me history?
Yeah. That the Titanic was not known as the unsinkable ship, it was known as the almost unsinkable ship.
Who calls a ship that?
Some London press blah 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 thing. Like, she was pissed how popular the movie was.
Let me read
was.
This. What unsinkable was, ship. You can't print that.
So she was a truther.
Yes.
About like
before there were truthers.
The Titanic. What did she romanticize that connected her to the actual event?
She was just like emotionally connected to the idea that all of these people died, unfortunately, and now they're being glorified on a 16:9 television screen.
Oh, okay.
To be paying money into producers. 235
by what? Did she go down?
Yes. So, you know, you walk the battle as the fearless.
You
know,
you killed some people in her mouths while she went down.
Yeah, but then again, like what you were saying, like the double disc or the double tape VHS. I feel like I remember watching the first VHS. And then when it was just like, put in the second one, I was just like,
nah,
I'm out of here, man.
I'm curious when, like, the first one ends.
Yeah.
Like, where are they in
impact?
The movie?
It ends with Billy Zane doing or saying something, and then there's like a wide shot, and then it cuts to black, and there's just white text that says,
I think he says something about Marty McFly stealing the sports almanac.
100%.
Yeah.
If we would only be so lucky. Billy Zane, the actor that should be in every movie.
Yeah.
Billy Zane.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, guys. All right. You ready? It's the last one.
Oh, now we got to get the theme.
Holy cow. I'm a little jealous. I'm going to tell you why. So the title of this one is I've Lost All Faith in Humanity by Real, R-E-E-L, Cheese, number 7.
And you didn't have to pick 90s movies.
Oh, no. I picked the theme, and then I found the movies.
Okay.
Yeah. Movie title will make you lose all faith in Hollywood. Indeed, humanity as well. Stunningly awful, this was a disaster from the moment actor stepped onto the scene. And it's not even awful in a cute other movie kind of way. You won't laugh, but you might cry the fact that just flushed 125 precious minutes of your life down the crapper. Well, everyone involved brings shame to their families, from the uncomfortable actor as he lamely interpreted hero to other actor as the junior high dialogue spewing villain, and now the director must punch the hardest, even though who thought he was embarrassed by the franchise with the lightheartedness of the previous films in the franchise. We're taken aback. Now the director treats the audience like a group of 8-year-old boys with ADD, constantly trying to impress us with unexciting action scenes, like a hockey theme opening battle reminiscent of the unappreciated genius of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. The writers only make things worse with their witty hero chatter and drawn-out human angles, such as the character's illness and a childish romantic triangle between this character, that character, and the villain. This isn't root on the hero's entertainment. I love the character and similar flicks. I'm not a movie snob by any means, as I'm willing to forgive many a gaffe, but I absolutely loathe this movie. I loathe how it degraces the characters it depicts. I loathe how the talent involved is still allowed within 100 feet of the film set or a writer's room. It must be said again, that movie is the kind of experience that will make you lose all faith in Hollywood and humanity.
Jesus Christ.
I loathe it.
Franchise.
I got the franchise. Junior high.
Power Rangers.
Opening on a hockey game.
Hockey theme.
I left that one in because I felt like that was a very
good tell.
Franchise Mighty Ducks? That
opens on a hockey game?
On a hockey-themed battle.
Hockey-themed battle. Mighty Ducks? Junior high banter. Bunch of 8-year-old boys. ADHD.
I loathe it. I loathe it.
No. I think it's...
Jesus. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. This phone keeps falling. The information needs to be concealed.
I'm nearsighted. I can't see that.
Oh. Ricky's just not wearing his glasses. Shall we go to the trivia?
Even if I was wearing...
Let's go to the trivia.
I don't want to go to the trivia.
Oh, I got a very good tagline. Because the tagline is also very confusing.
Because I
want
to make a guess. We have two movies that take place in the 90s. I think part of it is three 90s movies. Or even if it's early 2000s.
That would be... I don't know. That's a very general theme. A whole fucking decade. Like, that was his challenge. Oh, I'm not I did my the theme 90s. First, 90s.
Oh, the 90s.
Which movies am I going to find?
That's the theme, but oh, like,
you're just thinking that by happenstance, this one should be in the 90s. The first thing that came
to mind, and there's no justification for this, is Spider-Man Homecoming, but I don't remember the opening scene to connect to like a hockey thing. But like Nick? The whole franchise's
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Well, I almost thought like American Pie at one point, just because of the franchise, like.
But which one would it be? The first.
That's
one?
The thing is, like, I don't
he's
know.
He's so Book of Well, so
it couldn't be American Pie. Yeah. It would have to be
Naked Mile.
He's so upset by how the franchise.
I would really hope
is
that
gone.
He wouldn't include those, even though those yes.
Band are. Camp.
Holy shit! If one time, if your theme was straight to video sequels, that would be amazing. Because we'd
that
be like,
was,
never
that was
this.
One of the themes I came up with.
Yeah. I'm okay with a with sure. a with a, right. with a tagline.
The tagline is strength now. Courage always, family above all.
Fuck, I know this tagline.
It's the worst tagline when you consider the tagline that came for the movie before this one, which was fantastic.
Strength now, courage always.
Family. Strength now, courage always, family above all. No? Director?
I almost think it's like a Fast and here's my array of movies that I'm thinking of. The Incredibles, one of the Fast and the Furious, or random movie, which I don't think it is, Sky High with Kurt Russell.
Oh God, I love that movie. I very much enjoy that movie.
I know two of those three.
I very much enjoy that movie.
Sky High is The Incredibles before The Incredibles
yes,
came out.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Kurt Russell's fantastic in it.
Yeah, and Linda Carter's the principal?
Maybe, the but school? Just the whole idea of the movie is just like, hop on the bus. All right, where are we going? We're going to Sky High. And then like the plane, the like
Academy.
Wings come out and yeah. it flies up. You're just like, oh shit. Like,
you ever
yeah,
see
dude,
that limousine?
Like, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is after school special, like yeah. cartoon shit right here. Like, fuck yeah, I'm on board. 100%.
I don't think it's any of the movies I mentioned. I know this tagline. I cannot think of the movie.
Shall we go to the director?
I don't think it's going to help us. The director being the last one is not...
Like, it's not the last one. The actor's the last one.
Oh, sorry.
She listens sure. to the rules before. Joel Schumacher. And Ricky's farting in his brain right now.
It's Batman and Robin. The hockey theme, it opens on a hockey game.
Oh, with...
A hockey theme battle is what it says.
Yeah. It's Batman and Robin.
Okay.
Yeah. Batman
yeah,
and
it's
Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
What is the theme?
George Clooney.
Hold on. What's
as
the...
Bruce Wayne or Batman?
Yeah. There you go. Chris O'Donnell as Robin. Uma yeah. Thurman
as Poison Ivy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger as Victor
Freeze. Well, Arnold
Freeze.
Schwarzenegger, James
Alicia
Cameron.
Silverstone.
Oh, as
James
Batgirl.
James Cameron, Terminator 2, Sam Raimi. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Liam Neeson. No, it's 90s movies. That's the whole
thing. Oh, is that the theme that you're
well,
saying?
No,
it's not
yet.
The theme.
We're going to talk about Batman and Robin.
All right, let's talk about Batman and Robin.
I don't think it's that bad. Like, the criticism
Batman
that...
Batman and Robin?
So, yes, when you go from Tim Burton's Batman...
As a kid, it's a very fun movie. I enjoyed it as...
I
what year is Batman and Robin?
98.
I wrote it down because I felt Ricky would ask.
Oh,
Rick
no, I've
is
asked for the...
Me.
Let the record show. I'm pretty sure I've asked for
every
all three
time.
Of these
97,
movies.
97.
Yeah, I've guessed.
No,
97.
I've just been,
so, we're 12?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
That's a fun 12-year-old movie. I think.
I but feel like
you had the poster.
You got,
for
did you get me the poster?
Batman Forever.
Or did my dad get me
the,
I think
you
my
had
dad,
the poster for Batman Forever.
And this, you're the one that told me that, like, oh, this is a real poster. This was actually hanging up.
For
it was
forever,
a double
like
sided.
In a theater.
It was a
Forever, not Batman Robin.
Oh, was it Forever?
You had Batman Forever on your door. Val Kilmer.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was Batman and Robin.
Jim
it
Carrey?
Was not. Yes, because you see the Joker in it.
It Joker's is. Also not in Batman and Robin.
Or
no,
he's not.
You had Two-Face in The Riddler, Jim Carrey.
That's
Batman Forever, with Nicole. Uh-huh.
All right, you're right.
Nicole Kidman. You're right. Yeah.
That's not the poster right. I had. I had Batman
But you're not wrong. Of That is Joel Schumacher's first directing of Batman
yes.
after Tim Burton. So that is,
I didn't say that.
No, but I'm
so
saying.
So why
like,
am I?
of your, but I'm saying the conflating of the two. There's a difference between Batman and Batman and Returns versus Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, which are both Joel Schumacher, which... bring up the camp, bring in the neon, bring in the bat nipples.
And we're
in...
making toys. It's all about
Oh, yeah, it is a big merchandise
yes.
film.
I mean, the first two movies, Batman Returns, the amount of
oh,
toys...
Oh, don't leave home without it.
the amount of toys from Batman Returns, which that movie is a snuff film. like, is ridiculous. Like, that there were McDonald's things based off of that one. But, like, Batman and Robin, if you grew up on the Adam West 60s series, the series was for adults, and there was a ton of puns, and there was a bunch of innuendos, which Batman and Robin is. Like, George Clooney is playing...
It's a, of that time, a modern version of the Adam West.
I hate that George Clooney apologizes for Batman and Robin.
100%.
Because he plays Adam West. He doesn't play Batman.
No.
And, like, so I think he knew what he was doing, but he apologizes for it.
And he plays a great Batman.
Plays like, a great... I mean, both. I feel like the movie is.
So I personally, I feel like Val Kilmer is the best Batman. Like I feel weirdly,
I do too.
Bruce Wayne, he's the best. He's the best Batman. He did. He probably had the best villains in the movie, Two-Face and Riddler. Even though Jim Carrey kind of goes a little much.
I disagree. Forever. I actually think Tommy Lee Jones just does the same energy as Riddler, where he does not good performance.
Yes.
Where Jim Carrey is doing a good performance.
And Tommy Lee Jones is just...
It's just masking bathing, yes. of just being like, well, I can't sense. Be outdone. Sure. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, I think like Uma Thurman and Arnold Schwarzenegger... Uma Thurman is playing like a Marlene Dietrich, like old, like vampy Hollywood, like, oh, why don't you come up and see us sometime? Yeah. Like... Mae West kind of thing, and
Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to do all the frozen. Like,
okay, everybody, freeze!
Like it's not even a pun. God, like he's so just good.
Didn't he get paid the most on the film?
I'm 100% guaranteed.
Like did, a ton of money. 100%. I thought he got paid it like a.
And what's great
gross
is,
amount of money.
He wasn't the governor at that point, which I feel like gave him even more clout.
Bruce,
for some reason.
Bruce Timm, I think, who did the animated series, is the person who. Wrote the Mr. Freeze story as we know it now, which is the one that has the wife who had a degenerative illness.
Which so they talk about in this movie.
He does. So that's
the story Alfred line. Does.
So that doesn't exist in the 60s Batman.
Right.
Bruce Timm right. did the animated series, came up with that. So he's a scientist that was trying to cure his wife. So right. he froze her.
Which, again, that is the best Mr. Freeze is from animated series.
Yeah.
That doll... And then when I found her, she was dead.
He's a scientist.
And I walked up to her, and I put my icy cold hand. Like, it's beautiful. Like, it's so hauntingly beautiful, the That's way that character's
the,
portrayed.
The movie after Mask of the Phantasm, it wasn't a
also
theatrical.
A great movie.
But it is the best Batman movie.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Mask of the Phantasm is so fucking 100%. Good. The straight-to-video movie after that is... Batman Sub-Zero, which is the Mr. Freeze yes. story. It is very fucking good.
Yep. Nick?
What?
Interaction with this movie? Where were you when the movie came out? Did you go to the theater?
I feel like I did see this one in the theater.
Oh, man, I feel like I did too. Like, I feel so. Like it was yeah. of the time. Like, I yeah. feel like it was a... Like it's like a hot summer
and
day.
Like and this was all like on reflecting no, on like, it like now as like you look at all the bad things. But I remember enjoying it as a kid because it yes. is nonstop action. It is over the top. Campiness. It is the bright lights, the Batmobile. What did the Batmobile look like? Was this the one with the huge fucking fins on it?
Well, so that happens
and
in
the
Batman
green,
Forever.
The green
Batman
flame
Forever,
the green
Riddler
flames.
Blows it up.
Yes.
So he blows up the Tim Burton Batmobile.
Yes.
And then makes
oh, yes.
the big one, which my phone was in my bedroom, was the Batman Forever Batmobile
yeah.
that you oh, picked
nice.
Up. But like, so the opening line
him,
is
so
before
matter.
They go to the mission or whatever, Robin goes, "Aw, man. Chicks love the car. Superman doesn't have to deal with it." And like they mentioned
yeah.
Superman
yes.
and Batman
yeah.
Robin. And mm-hmm. it was just like, oh.
Yeah, as a comic fan. Yeah, yeah, like that stuff is huge because like that was when my comic, hey, when like I was reading Marvel, I was reading DC.
I can't wait to see him in a movie together.
Well, like this was a... This
as
was,
Tim Burton's making the Nicolas Cage Superman, you're mm-hmm. just like...
This was a resurgence in comics. Like it was a resurgence of yeah. like... Because this was right around the time when Superman died. And that whole comic arc happened. And that shit had never happened
We're
before.
Just coming off of X-Men animated series. So even if we
yes.
didn't read comics, the animated series was the closest thing that was being represented as the comics.
Yeah.
And so, like, I remember, like, I wasn't actually reading. I was just looking at the pictures a lot. And, like, when I was 10, even though I could read, I swear I could.
He can't read anymore.
But, like, my brother would be like, you know, this is what's going on in the comics. In the
X-Men. So, if you
want to
know what's up.
Yeah.
So, I made a joke earlier about how the tagline of this movie is way sillier than the previous movie. Because Batman Returns was the bat, the cat, the penguin. That was the movie poster.
But that's not the previous movie. That's two movies
before. Two movies before, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remember like, oh shit, like that's a tagline. like, and then you get the silhouettes of their heads,
yeah,
like one on top of the other, like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, I feel like I went to the theater and I saw this movie. I was eating McDonald's and getting all the bullshit and the toys and stuff.
I saw Batman Returns at the drive-in, and it was Batman Returns as the number one movie, and then Ernest Goes to Jail.
Oh, a great movie.
Oh, that's a good
from
one.
What I remember.
Saw Batman Returns, where Batman is only in the movie for, I think, 20 minutes. And I was like, this is dark. I don't like this. Yeah. And then Ernest Goes to Jail came on, and I was like, I love this!
Yeah. Hey, I'm Ernest B. World.
He's got powers at the end.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, with you guys, like, I don't remember this movie being bad, but, like, now I feel like this movie
now you go back and you
shit
watch
on,
it, yeah.
And it's like...
Holy rusted metal, Batman, what?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Put that rusted metal on it, assholes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If, again, if you watch the Adam West TV series...
it's the exact same movie.
Yeah, like, my issues with it were...
It's that, with a budget.
That Batgirl was Alfred's...
We put the money in the wrong place.
That Batgirl was Alfred's niece. And like, when
that was a weird
I was like, I thought it was Commissioner Gordon. So, like, I had issues with that. But, like, everything else, I was just like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, like, it's not great. It's not awful, but, like, I'm
just
not
like,
making
as a kid,
excuses.
I just
for
want
it.
Them to stick with one Batman for more than one movie.
Well, sure.
Because I didn't care for Michael Keaton. Sure. I was just like, all right, I liked Val Kilmer. All right, we get Robin in two movies. Great. Is he going to become Nightwing in this movie? Because that's going to be awesome.
Oh, God, Nightwing. They're doing great things with Nightwing in the next couple of months. I've been getting, like, the guy who's the artist for the art. Like, they're going to do it in first person. Like, the whole comic's going to be first
basically
person.
Basically Batman.
I'm very excited for that comic.
He's going to make Nightwing Batman.
Probably.
He's going to talk.
I'm all right. I'm fine with it. The fucking Batman. What is Batman now?
I don't understand
what is Batman
why
nowadays?
The cinematic universe has such an issue with incorporating a Robin.
Oh, because he's a child.
Batman's
you
insane.
You can't, but you can't kill kids, man. You can't kill kids.
He doesn't die.
Okay. I mean, Joker takes a...
Jason Todd's second one.
Takes a crowbar to his face.
Look,
I mean,
Batman's look, Batman won the lottery with not getting Dick Grayson killed.
That's true.
Where he went too far was he doubled down and then getting another 10-year-old
boy.
True.
Okay, so let's talk about the theme. So the movies were Dark Man.
Never saw it.
Titanic.
Okay.
And Batman and Robin. What right. is the theme
I'm gonna try to
that
connect
connects
Batman
all
and Robin
three of these
and
movies together?
Oh, Darkman.
No, I've never seen Darkman, so I can't connect it. I mean, Dark Knight, Darkman.
Sam Raimi,
it's
Joel
dark
Schumacher.
It's dark. Jeez. It's dark when the Titanic wrecks.
It's true, it is. They hit a whole mountain.
They didn't each do a vampire movie. Sure.
Vampire movie?
Joel Schumacher did The Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like The Lost Boys.
Never seen
that's
The
a
Lost
movie
Boys.
I need to watch again.
We were just talking about this earlier. It's like there's a whole swath of movies that like are just completely out of my zone when it comes to stuff like that. Like I just
just like a slight generation before yours.
Yeah, or like I watched something that kind of put me off. So like I just poo-poo those movies anytime they come up.
The Corys.
The Corys.
I mean, as big as Corey Feldman and Corey Haim, that you were just like, I'm not going to watch Lost Boys.
No, I think like Lost Boys was like, oh, it's a vampire movie. No, I'm not into vampires. And then 20 years later, it's like Interview with the Vampire comes out. You're like, oh, vampires have been a thing. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
But that's what I'm into is like, I'm into the androgynous vampires.
Right. Which now, sure, I would be. But back then, I have no idea. Okay. Well, Darkman. Titanic. Batman and Robin.
I mean, they're all three 90s movies.
They are. Not on any
that's
fault
not
of
the,
my own.
That's not
what I was, that's not what I was going with. Okay. It just happened to come up when I was I was doing some research.
Is there a boat in Darkman?
Okay. I'm going to give you a hint.
Is the Batboat in Batman and Robin?
No.
No, it's that's not in Batman Forever. When they're going to the island where the Joker
Batman
is.
Forever.
Or where the Riddler is. Sorry, where
there's
the Riddler
no
is.
Island with the Riddler.
Yeah,
in
yeah there
Forever.
Is. That's where the holy rusted metal Batman.
That's Batman
thing
and
comes
Forever.
From. That's because they fly over there.
Batman
they
and
boat
Robin,
over
I mean.
There. Mm. So, Darkman and Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic.
Wait, are you telling us?
And Kate Winslet.
Why Kate Winslet, not Leonardo DiCaprio?
Interesting. And why Batman and Robin? And George Clooney.
George Clooney, Kate Winslet, and...
Liam Neeson.
They were all
I
in
mean,
a movie.
They all
Liam
have giant
Neeson
penises.
Is,
Wait a second. Is in Batman Begins.
He is? Yeah, he is.
He's Ra's al Ghul.
Not in that movie, he's not.
In Batman Begins, Liam Neeson is Ra's al Ghul. Sorry.
I'm thinking of Batman and Robin. No.
Liam Neeson, Kate Winslet, and George Clooney are all maybe Oscar winners?
Nick? What do you think?
I think they all maybe are Oscar winners.
They're not.
Oh.
I mean, I think
well, so is Leonardo DiCaprio, isn't he?
These movies are all movies that
the
actors...
Wait, are you
going to
tell us what the theme are?
...are deemed...
Oh, I want to gap. Keep guessing.
...as their
What's
worst...
What's the tagline?
...roles.
Oh, they themselves have
Kate
said
Kate Winslet
these...
hated the entire time doing Titanic and wished she never did Titanic, along with Liam Neeson in Darkman, George Clooney as Batman, and Batman and Robin. This is the worst films they ever acted in.
So that's why when I said about George Clooney and Batman, he was like...
Yeah, you mentioned it. So the Kate Winslet thing kind of interests me, and I looked into it, and it's exactly what you think it is. She was a young girl. She was body shamed for the way that she looked. They didn't think she was attractive enough for the role, quote unquote.
So they hired her anyway.
Well, afterwards, like the press and... just moviegoers in general. There was a very negative.
I mean,
like
I remember she
got a lot of shit.
Rewinding
for,
that scene several times to see.
Oh
that's
yeah,
the
you
want to
talk
that's
about
what
blowing
happened
loads?
To Alicia Silverstone,
Batman and Robin. Kidding me?
In Batman and Robin, Alicia.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, she
I was
got
blowing
fat.
It to Alicia Silverstone.
She,
100%.
Well, but she got fat shamed, and so if you look at movies she did after Batman and Robin, there's a big,
she's super.
There's a big
same thing
break.
With Kate Winslet. Yeah. Like they said that she was too fat for the role. They never should have had her naked in it. Like she
the
looks
only movie I can think of before Titanic for Kate Winslet is Heaven's Prisoners. I can't
I
think
know
of
that
knowing
is.
Her in anything before that, though. For her to like have like a drop off of like anybody knowing who the fuck she was, like similar.
Well, yeah, that was my kind of like, thing too. It's just like I guess this movie was just so popular that there was a swath of people out there that were willing to
and like Liam Neeson,
shame her.
Darkman was before Schindler's List. So like Darkman didn't like put him on the map. Schindler's List did.
Sure.
And George Clooney had ER, Dust Till Dawn. It was just kind of known as George Clooney.
He was a cutie boy.
Yeah.
I feel like he was the cute guy. So yeah. All these, yeah, they hated the movies they were in. Yeah. Weird. Weird. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up, but we're going to leave it with movie recommendations.
I have one not to watch.
What is a movie that you've seen recently that you would recommend?
Okay, one.
Just one single movie. Okay.
He's going to say not to. No, but Nick wanted to say not to watch and to watch.
Oh, well, I don't know about and to watch. I get one
I
that
think
I haven't seen.
Hold on.
Getting ready to say not to watch.
I think he just wants to say not to watch because he just watched Megan.
Yep, don't watch
and
it.
And he really didn't like it. Oh, and the group thread, we get it.
All right.
Movies you would recommend.
Movies that I would... How about one that I've seen...
That you really enjoyed.
I just finished it, and I hadn't seen probably for a good 15, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Blade. Yes.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes.
Wow.
100%.
Wow.
Duncan... So, what's his name? Duncan something?
Duncan McCloud? Wait, that's
no,
he's the bad guy.
Duncan, it is Duncan.
It's Duncan something. Yeah.
No, it's Frost. Donut. Duncan Frost.
Duncan Frost. Yes.
Way off. So cute.
Wow. The CG in this movie.
It's trash.
The blood.
Don't watch the second one then, because the CGI, they like try to do things with
Guillermo
it, and it
del
still
Toro,
looks like shit.
Right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think the second one's Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, is it really? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. That would be interesting. Yeah, Blade. 100%. Yeah.
Hundo.
Ricky Lore.
Which I recommended to you, which has a 14%.
Don't throw me under the bus.
Metacritic score, so don't look up Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. It's a Golden and Globus Canon Pictures. Charles Bronson's 10 to Midnight, 1983.
10 to Midnight.
If you're looking, so if you're watching Scream 6, or you're watching any of the recent slashers, or you're watching Megan, and you want to watch something that's a thriller, crime, kind of slasher-esque movie, and it does some things that like I'm just like, holy shit, I've seen a lot of movies. Not seen a lot of slasher movies that do the things that this movie does. 10 to Midnight.
Weird.
Just a fun watch from beginning to end that will give you some innovative things that you, if you think the slasher genre has like run its course and there's nothing new, maybe so, but like this movie does some things. It's
well, and at the time of this recording, it's free for you to watch on Freeverse or whatever the AMC thing is now. Yeah. Tubi, yeah.
Tubi as well.
What year did that come out?
1983.
83.
And I could be wrong. It could be 82.
So I begrudgingly just went through all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Oof. And man.
Don't say begrudgingly when you just did the fucking Friday the 13th.
So I said that
beforehand.
Just worse. I just said that just a big reason.
And you were like, oh, sweet Jesus, what a fucking gem of the AFI would pick these movies over the Friday the 13th.
No. Probably.
Don't. Yeah. Give the movie the props they deserve over Friday the 13th.
I'm giving props. That first one in the series. So good.
Which one? Friday the 13th?
No. Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street. Just.
I feel like there's like four that I really enjoy.
Oh, four total? Because there's four, eight?
Yeah.
And out of
the first one,
franchises.
Dream Warriors.
Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Freddy's Dead. Ooh. No, not Freddy's Dead. I'm sorry. No.
Wes Craven's Nightmare. New Nightmare.
I mean, no.
Stop it, Ricky. Stop it. No. Not Freddy's Dead.
Yes, Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
New Nightmare. Yeah. And then three. Maybe the remake?
I think one,
no,
three.
I did not like the remake because I think... Same. I honestly hated that. I hated the makeup. I thought was garbage.
Yeah, we were just talking.
I thought it was better
CGI.
In the CGI. The first one was better than that one.
I said the same thing. The whole scene of like
they made him look too real life burn victim instead of like
well that was the joke
horror flick burn
when he goes up to
and also he appears in dreams. Why does he look like the worst version of
you
himself?
Would think
like, I don't look like anything.
I don't have any control over
Don
this.
Juan de la Nuja veneer.
But yeah, that first movie in the franchise. Still very scary.
Yeah.
Still very well done.
Mm-hmm.
The chick who plays Nancy's not great, but like
doesn't
everything about
her. But they keep her and keep bringing her back.
But even at the time when those movies
were
coming
what are you talking about?
I feel like
dreams are real, Neil.
If you die in the dream,
guys,
you
I'm
die
serious.
In real life. Look, you all are the last of the Elm Street children. For real. Hold on a second. So Freddy doesn't like fire.
Well, that's no. That's,
Jason doesn't like
that's,
water.
That's
how do we
Freddy
use
versus
that?
Jason.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's another shitty line.
That's
that first movie in the
Monica
franchise.
Monica Keena. Yeah.
Very scary. Like still one of my top like holy cow. Like
that's good.
This is a nightmare plucked out of my dreams.
I can't wait
like,
to show my kids.
Bad. Yeah, 100%.
This is stupid, Dodd.
I don't
I
like
see
it.
Scary stuff.
I'm show them. You know,
is this Five Nights at Freddy's?
My son's almost eight. I'll show them then.
There you go. All right, guys.
Because you still have to show them when they could get scared.
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
Probably not, though. 14. Wait till he's 14.
Wait till he's married.
Wait till he's married. And you're like, let me show you Debbie Does Dallas. Yes.
I've never
he'd
seen
be like,
that.
Okay, ugh. Death. And then he takes his pants off, and then things get weird.
Whoa, all right.
I'm going to cut before this. I'm not going to cut any of this. All right, guys.
I'm not going to cut any of this.
There you go. Did you guess the movie?
No,
I bet
didn't
you did.
Guess any of the things.
Maybe you can guess the movie next time on One Star Movie Reviews.